Hello everyone, I thought I'd do a political compass test for those people who seem to think I'm not what I say I am. So, I have got the test here from politicalcompass.org. I find the test comprehensive. It goes through, this is a bit of a rough video, so I apologise for that. But I wanted to show that this was all done live. I'm not going to edit it or anything like that. So basically, this covers the authoritarian left, which is communism, Marxism, that sort of thing. The authoritarian right, which is all neoconservative, which is Cameron, Bush, and all those sorts, Thatcher and whatnot. The libertarian left, which involves people like Noam Chomsky, and the libertarian right, which involves people like Ron Paul, Milton Friedman. So this is how, personally, this is actually how I'm viewing things. I very much agree with how this Political Compass website lays everything out. So where is the test? Take the test. There we go. Right. So, if economic globalization is inevitable, it should primarily serve humanity rather than the interests of transnational corporations. Well, I agree with that quite strongly, to be fair. I'd always support my country whether it was right or wrong. No, I strongly disagree. I wouldn't always support my country whether it was right or wrong. If my country was wrong, it is my duty to criticise her. No one chooses her country of birth, and so it's foolish to be proud of it. Well, I actually kind of disagree with this. It's not so much that you're being proud of your country. I mean, it is. But the pride in one's country comes from the fact that it's produced you as a decent person. If your country is capable of producing decent thinking human beings, then why wouldn't you be proud of your country? Our race has many superior qualities compared with other races. Well, not really. I've seen how we perform in the Olympics. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Well, it depends on the circumstance, doesn't it? I kind of disagree with that. Military action that defies international law is sometimes justified. Possibly. I imagine it would depend on the circumstances. There is now a worrying fusion of information and entertainment. Well, I kind of agree. It really depends on how the information is presented. If it's presented with a massive amount of bias to deliberately mislead the audience, then I agree, this is worrying. But if it's just presented in a comedic way and yet is reasonably impartial or at least as accurate, then no, I don't see that as much of a problem. But there we go. People are ultimately divided more than by class than by nationality. Well, I actually disagree with this, and this is why Marxism didn't take in England. You know, Marx thought communism was going to be the new big thing in England. Look at the poor English peasantry. But they identified a lot more with their aristocracy than they did with continental peasantry. But hey, controlling inflation is more important than controlling unemployment. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I'm going to disagree because I don't know if that's true, but that's not a final position on mine. I would need to look more into it. Because corporations cannot be trusted to voluntarily protect the environment, they require regulation. Well, I agree with that. I don't think they can be trusted. From each according to his ability to each according to his need is fundamentally a good idea. Well, yes, fundamentally it is a good idea. But I can see this being taken way, way out of context. So I'll agree, but when I put agree, that's agree with a proviso. Same with disagree. If I strongly agree, then that's unconditional. And same with strongly disagree. It's a sad reflection on our society that something as basic as drinking water is now a bottled, branded consumer product. Well, if people want to have bottled water as a branded consumer product, I don't think they should be prevented from doing so. It's weird, you know, when you get clean water out of the taps. It's weird, but, you know, I don't think it's necessarily to be, you know, an issue. Land shouldn't be a commodity to be bought and sold. No, I disagree. It is regrettable that many personal fortunes are made by people who simply manipulate money and contribute nothing to their society. Now, I agree with that. I think usury was banned by the Catholic Church for a reason. Protectionism is sometimes necessary in trade. I don't know. I think I'd probably disagree with that. I don't think it's necessarily Well, I mean, I can't think of a time when it's really all that beneficial. If, I mean, I'm thinking of Margaret Thatcher and the coal mines. You know, these were increasingly unprofitable ventures that I think a great deal of protectionism was going to have to be implemented and bailouts implemented to keep them functioning and make them worthwhile. And instead of doing that, she cut to the chase and said, look, they're going down, so we'll cut them off now. You know, rip off the band-aid, as it were, and save ourselves some pain in the future. So I disagree. I think, I mean, maybe I just don't know enough about that. But the only social responsibility of a company should be to deliver profit to its shareholders. Well, I disagree. The rich are too highly taxed. I strongly disagree. Those with the ability to pay should have the right to higher standards of medical care. Well, see, it's about calling it a right. That's my issue, the right. Well, do you have a right to have higher standards of medical care than anyone else? I mean, you know, I don't think you can necessarily be criticised if you can afford these things, but I don't know if it's a right. So, I guess I'll agree with the proviso. Governments should penalise businesses that mislead the public. So, absolutely. In fact, I strongly agree with that. Why the hell wouldn't they? A genuine free market requires restrictions on the ability of predator multinationals to create a monopoly. I strongly agree. I think one of the major problems that we have is unfettered capitalism. That's there is no other way to look at it, really. I mean, 50% of the Earth's population... 1% of the Earth's population control 50% of the wealth. That's an absurd situation. The free of the market, the free of the people. Agree, but again, I want to agree, because I have a feeling that this political compass will say, oh, well, that means you're pro-communism or something if I disagree. But this, it's directly contradicted by the previous question. The problem is the you know, absolute freedom means that people end up creating giant monopolies that have to be broken up. So, say the free of the market, the free of the people, it's not true. But, kind of agree. In principle, a free market is a good thing. Abortion when a woman's life is not threatened should always be illegal. Well, I disagree. All authority should be questioned. Of course it should. But not only that, it should be justified. Authority can be questioned, and it can be justified. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. No, I disagree. I strongly disagree. It's insanely retrograde. Taxpayers should not be expected to prop up any theatres or museums that cannot survive on a commercial basis. Well, I disagree. I bet people think, well, why are you disagreeing with that? Well, at the end of the day, you know, the patrimony of your civilization isn't necessarily or shouldn't necessarily be dependent on its popularity. But anyway, schools should not make classroom attendance compulsory. Well, no, I disagree with that. All people have their rights, but it is better for all of us that different sorts of people should keep to their own kind. Ooh. I disagree. Good parents sometimes have to spank their children. Well, I agree, sometimes. And I know there are going to be people like, I can't believe you agree with that. Well, look, right? I have been the person in the position where I've had a screaming, tantruming five-year-old who is not in any way interested in listening to reason, and not in any way doing as they are told to do for their own benefit. If you can think of a way of solving that without spanking that kid, then fine. But frankly, I think that sometimes it's necessary, because sometimes kids are kids. It's natural for children to keep some secrets from their parents. Yeah, I agree with that. Possessing marijuana for personal use should not be a criminal offence. Yes, I strongly agree. The prime function of schooling should be to equip the future generation to find jobs. Now, I disagree. In fact, I strongly disagree with that. People with serious inheritable disabilities should not be allowed to reproduce. I disagree. I don't think anyone should be able to tell anyone else that they can't reproduce. The most important thing for children to learn is to accept discipline. I don't think that's the most important thing to learn. Although, I'm quite a disciplinarian. There are no savage and civilized peoples, and they're in different cultures. No, 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 no. Some cultures are just inferior. I'm sorry. It's a fact. Some cultures fucking are. Those who are able to work and refuse the opportunity should not expect society's support. This is an interesting question, because personally, I think that if you're going to have a welfare state, and you're going to have it so that British citizens are entitled to be the recipients of a welfare state that theoretically they've paid into from working in other times in their lives, then regardless of what the reason is, British citizens, I'm talking from my own country of course, should be entitled to be supported by the state if they are unemployed. But that does lead us, it's kind of a slippery slope, isn't it? So, I'm going to agree, but with a proviso. When you're troubled, it's better not to think about it, but to keep busy with more cheerful things. Well, there's no point slumping into depression. First generation immigrants can never be fully integrated within the new country. I think that's probably true. Well, no, okay, it's not. It's not. No, I think that's not true, actually. It depends who they are, why they come to the new country. Yeah, it really depends why they've come to the new country. But, disagree with the proviso. What's good for the most successful corporations is ultimately all. No. No broadcasting institution, however independent its content, should receive public funding. Well. The problem is it becomes a mouthpiece for the government. It's hilarious to watch the BBC flip-flop on issues when Labour are in power compared to when the Conservatives are in power. It's shocking to see. But they support the regime, whoever's in power, and what their main goals are. So, yeah, probably. At least you stay consistent if you have private broadcasting. And how you see the wider society. Our civil liberties are being excessively curbed in the name of counterterrorism. Well, that's true. There's no getting around it, especially in America. The Patriot Act is just... George Bush was a liberal. A significant advantage of a one-party state is that it avoids all arguments that delay progress in a political democratic system. Well, that is an advantage, but it's a bad thing as well. So, no. You know, when they're like, you know what, we should eradicate the Jews. And everyone's like, hey, that's a great idea, because there's no opposition. I strongly disagree with that. Although the electronic age makes official surveillance easier, only wrong to... No. What the fuck is going on? If anyone, this presumes the guilt of the entire population. You know, you're probably guilty, you just need to be caught being a wrongdoer. The issue is not, you know, if you've got nothing to hide, then you've got nothing to fear. The issue is, because I have nothing to hide, there is no reason to look. If you've got no reason to suspect I'm hiding something, you don't need to look, so be on your way. The death penalty should be an option for most serious crimes. I disagree. In a civilized society, one must always have to have people above to be obeyed and people below to be commanded. Well, I disagree, but I'm not some sort of anarcho-capitalist or anarcho-communist even, which, how could that happen? But I think it's inevitable that one will have these things, but I don't think it's necessary. Sorry, now, because I'm not editing this, you get to hear me blow my nose. I don't think it's a necessity, but I think it's inevitable. Just the nature of human beings. Abstract art that doesn't represent anything shouldn't be considered art at all. Well, I just had to agree with that. I fucking hate abstract art. Modern art, fuck off. In criminal justice, punishment should be more important than rehabilitation. No. It's a waste of time to try and rehabilitate some criminals. Well, I disagree. It's not, you know, and it might technically be a waste of time to do it. But it's the act of trying that makes us a better and more decent society, in my opinion. The business person and the manufacturer are more important than the writer and the artist. No, I disagree. Mothers may have careers, but their first duty is to be homemakers. Well, mothers, I suppose. I mean, I disagree. I disagree with the proviso. I disagree because I don't think that we should necessarily force people to do anything. But I think that most mothers find it to be their first duty to be homemakers, regardless of what I would say. You know, I mean, most women who have children want to be homemakers, as far as I can tell. I mean, this is just my experience. I'm sure there are, you know, millions of women who have children like, no, I hate being a homemaker. I just had children for the status or something. I don't know. Government fucking funding. Who knows? Multinational companies are unethically exploiting the plant genetic resources of developing countries. The plant genetic resources of developing countries. Well, I mean, Monsanto probably is. But I'd need more details about it, so agree with a proviso. It's probably true. Making peace with the establishment is an important aspect of maturity. Well, I disagree. I think that just reinforces the status quo, and I know that I argue against the progressives a lot, but that's only because I don't want to see their kind of change. I think change needs to be done, I just think their change is the bad sort of change. If you got through that, okay, you'll find these propositions on religion a breeze. Oh, good. Astrology may accurately explain things. No, I don't think so. You cannot be moral without being religious. No, I don't think so. Charity is better than social security. No, I don't think so. Some people are naturally unlucky. I disagree. It is important my child's school instills religious values. No, it's not. Finally, a look at sex. Sex outside marriage is usually immoral. I disagree. Same-sex couple in a stable, loving relationship should not be excluded from the possibility of child adoption. Well, I agree, but I think, like with all things, it should really come down to the two individuals, rather than the fact that they just happen to be same-sex. Pornography depicting consenting adults should be legal for the adult population? Of course it should. What goes on in the private bedroom between two consenting adults is no business of the state? Absolutely. No one can feel naturally homosexual. Pretty sure anyone can feel a natural homosexual whenever they... yeah, no, I disagree. These days, openness about sex has gone too far. I disagree, because being open about sex in a sort of mature, reasonable way is fine. But I don't want that to be misinterpreted to be me trying to legitimise Miley Cyrus twerking on some twat on a stage. I mean, that for me is too far. I think it's pathetic. It's pointless. It's immature. It's stupid. So disagree with the proviso. Right, okay. So, economic scale, social scale. Okay, that's fine. Stalin, Hitler, Thatcher, Friedman, Gandhi. Right, okay. Where do I... Oh, look at that. Left-leaning libertarian. So there we have it. That's my stance. I've done these in the past, and I've come slightly more to the left. But the point is, reasonably libertarian, reasonably left-wing, but rather centralist, which is what I have told people that I am in the past. So I'm happy and confident that that represents my political views accurately. I look forward to people telling me what I am in the comments.